The first of these is to honor emotional cleansing at all times. If you are emotionally blocked and you cannot, or you do not, know what you feel, or if you have blocked what you feel so effectively that you become emotionless, you become a negative person. You also create a physically diseased body. By keeping your emotions clear, emotional negativity does not reside in you, and you become lighter and lighter. This opens your intuitive track because it allows you a clear sense of loving. It brings you closer to unconditional love and renders you harmless. It lightens the quality of your frequency, and therefore the guidance that you receive is clear and unobstructed as it enters your system. This requires that you clear yourself each day of your emotional impacts. Just as you dispose of your physical body waste and toxins, so, too, dispose of your emotional waste and toxins by finishing emotionally unfinished business, by not going to bed in anger, by seeing that you do not feel contaminated emotionally, and by learning to work with and to honor your emotional currents of energy. The second is a cleansing nutritional program. Being physically toxic interferes with intuition. The third is to honor the guidance that you receive. Emotional and physical cleansing leads to intuition, and this leads to learning to respond. You must be willing to hear what your intuition says and act accordingly. Many people do not wish to hear what can be heard so easily, and, therefore, they deny that they hear anything. The fourth is to allow yourself an orientation of openness toward your life and the universe, to approach the questions in your life with a sense of faith. Trust that there is a reason for all that is happening, and that that reason, at its heart, is always compassionate and good. This is an essential thought that needs to be in place in order to activate and cultivate intuition. What is intuition, and how does it work? Intuition is perception beyond the physical senses that was meant to assist you. It is that sensory system which operates without data from the five senses. Your intuitional system is a part of your incarnation. When you leave your body, you will leave behind the intuitional system that was developed for you, as you will leave behind your personality, because it will no longer be necessary. Intuition serves many purposes. Intuition serves survival. It prompts you to pursue that which has no apparent reason in order to survive. For example, hunches about danger, about what is risky and what is not, about which street is safe to walk and which is not, or about checking the car under the hood, help you to remain in the physical world. It is a hunch that a certain painting should be done in gray and that another should be done in purple. It is the sense that an idea that has never been tried before might work. Intuition serves inspiration. It is the sudden answer to a question. It is the meaning that takes form in the fog of confusion. It is the light that comes to the darkness. Intuition can be thought of as a type of wiring that can be used by various sources. One of these sources is the soul. Intuition is a walkie-talkie, so to speak, between the personality and the soul. This happens through the higher self. The higher self is the connecting link when the soul speaks to its personality. Communication between the personality and its soul is an in-house intuitive process. It is a process that is organic to your own internal system. For example, decision-making, which is your process, can be an intuitive process in which you pull data from your mind, your heart, and your intuition, relying upon the guidance of your higher self. Each of these sources is part of your own system of energy. Your personality and your higher self are of your soul.